News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Shane, we're going to turn back to that story. It's dominating the headlines. It's on the front pages of all today's papers. That audit of scan readings from Tralee Hospital finding a huge case of delayed diagnosis. 11 patients in all, a delayed diagnosis, and the range from some from just a couple of weeks. One patient, their diagnosis was delayed by 76 weeks, a year and a half, 2 weeks short of exactly a year and a half after errors.
Yeah, four cancer patients have died prematurely, others terminally ill, after serious errors were made in the reading of almost 1,300 scans at University Hospital Kerry. Kieran, I suppose the point about all this, maybe it's a more general point than the specifics of what happened in University Hospital Kerry. Radiology is not infallible. Our health service is never going to be infallible. But particularly radiology, it's never a case of normal or abnormal cancer or no cancer. The report, the review into University Hospital Kerry actually says this. It says, look, radiology, it's not a binary process. But the one figure that jumped out on me was the person
Shane,
in question.
Shane, we're going to turn back to that story. It's dominating the headlines. It's on the front pages of all today's papers. That audit of scan readings from Tralee Hospital finding a huge case of delayed diagnosis. 11 patients in all, a delayed diagnosis. And the range from some from just a couple of weeks. One patient, their diagnosis was delayed by 76 weeks, a year and a half, 2 weeks short of exactly a year and a half after errors.
Whether they're local or they've been there for 20 years, four cancer patients have died prematurely. Terminally ill after serious errors
that falls
were made
into the,
in the reading
as I
of
said,
almost
the shocking but not surprising category. There's an air of inevitability about these and inevitability that,
Kieran,
that others will follow.
The point about
the report
is, maybe
itself
it's more
doesn't apportion blame, but if I can read one section, concerns were raised regarding the level of activity
radiology
the individual was undertaking, and a small number of doctors had expressed clinical reservations.
But particularly radiology, it's never a case
of that issue of the workload that you mentioned.
Cancer or no
cancer. The issue here is it's not unique.
The
services like radiology are overstretched right across the health system.
Look,
so why wouldn't something like this happen again somewhere else for people listening
but
in your local hospital? Like Simon Harris couldn't stand up today and categorically say, look, the exact same mistakes aren't happening as we speak. The question of clinical quality, now that's one for the medical council to ultimately determine. But if you're worried about the quality in your own hospital without being alarmist, you're probably right to be a little worried. With 350 vacant consulting posts at the moment, hospitals, they're under pressure to fill them. And that's how we end up
whether
with
there
a
are
situation
local
where
there
last
for 20 years to
just
do
as
that
Peter Kelly stood up
is a
and issued a warning. And
like,
I quote, this is a story with a little
knowledge
into
the basics
said, the shocking
of medicine
but not surprising category. There's an air of inevitability about these.
Now,
and
again,
I
stress
that
that's not necessarily
follow.
The case down
like
in Tralee.
We don't know that
it doesn't
apportion blame, but if I can read one section.
Absolutely the case
concerns were raised regarding the level of activity the individual was undertaking.
And a small number of doctors have expressed clinical reservations.
We will get more reports like this
while this continues to be
that issue of the workload.
Yeah, Kieran, we have a
the issue here is it's not unique.
Approach to
the services
service
like radiology
oh,
are overstretched right across
stick
the health system.
On it. Let's ignore
so why wouldn't
the more serious
something like this
going
happen
on
again somewhere else for people listening in
and
your
that
local hospital?
That approach,
like Simon
that
Harris
sticking past our approach,
couldn't stand up today
to
and categorically say, look,
situations.
The exact same mistakes 5316,
let us know, have you faith
speak.
In the health system?
The question
you trust
of
the health
clinical
system?
Quality, now that's one for the medical council to ultimately determine. But if you're worried about the quality in your own hospital without being alarmist, you're probably right to be a little worried. With 350 vacant consultant posts at the moment.
Department
hospitals
in
DCU. They're under pressure to fill them. And that's
Anthony,
how
that
we
point
end
about
up
services
with a situation
being, being
where last month, just as Peter Kelly stood
mistakes,
up
and we're not
issued
talking
a warning,
specifically
and I quote,
in relation to Kerry,
people
but in a general
little
sense,
knowledge of the basics
mistakes,
of medicine are being
the
allowed
natural
to work in hospitals.
In your view.
Now, again, I stress, that's not necessarily the case down in Tralee. We don't know. That has to be determined. But it's absolutely the case elsewhere. That's why Peter Kelly said it. It's absolutely the case that the system is overstretched. And it is absolutely the case that we will get more reports like this while this continues to be the status quo.
Yeah, Kieran, we have a sticking plaster approach to the health service in this country. There's a problem here. Stick a plaster on it. Let's ignore the more serious issues going on underneath the surface. And that inevitably, that approach, that sticking plaster approach is going to lead to these situations. 53106, let us know, have you faith in the health system? Do you trust the health system? 5216 at a cost of 30 cents. Or tweet us at breakfast NT. Let's stay with the story now because we were joined by Anthony Staines, Professor of Health Systems at the Nursing and Human Sciences Department in DCU.
with this
Anthony, that point
absolutely not, and overstressed.
Yes. We weren't our mistakes, and we're not talking specifically in relation
they
to
are
Kerry,
very,
but in a general sense,
and very, very different
our mistakes. The
point
natural
about
consequence
3,000.
Now, look, you're the expert in this. I'm not, obviously. 3,000 scans a month. To me, that sounds like a huge amount. Am I wrong in that?
It's a very high workload. The radiology report describes it as being a bit variable, but it's around 3-5%.
There isn't
of a standard workload
goes up and down
for different
for radiology.
There's
kind of baseline error rate
recommendation.
If you take people and push them too hard,
the report has recommendations
that their error rate will increase.
Recommendations,
the hospital group,
you know, certain recommendations. The hospital.
I just make one,
but
that is
one of the national
recommendations. The case Peter Kelly was talking about.
And
find out
what's fair and
higher
workload.
SHO.
It does get complicated.
Junior trainees,
different radiology
system
do
different
things.
Knowledge
if you're doing a lot
so rudimentary
of cardiac intervention
that they should
radiology
never be allowed to work.
You're going to do a lot fewer
that
images.
Is not at all the case.
You're primarily reporting individual.
Absolutely, you know,
and experienced
yeah, we weren't suggesting for a moment
so
that it was. They are very, very separate and
but
very, very different cases. The point
there are
though
ways
about
you can approach
3,000. Now, look, you're the expert in this. I'm not, obviously. 3,000.
Again, speaking in the general sense,
that sounds like a huge amount.
We don't know all the detail about this individual case.
It's a very high workload.
The point we're making about the stick and plaster approach to the health service, is that a fair analogy in your view?
I don't think it's unfair
for Ireland.
If we look at the actual recommendation, there
probably should be.
Brings out,
and that's one of the
no
recommendations.
Radical,
report.
Drastic, or extraordinary.
The report has recommendations.
Arguably,
they should
all
have been
recommendations
in the hospital.
There should have been more
effective
governance
the hospital
in the radiology service.
But that
hospital
is one of the national recommendations.
There should have been more effective governance
on that
in the radiology.
And find
service
out what's a fair and reasonable group
workload.
Which there now
it does get complicated now.
Director of
radiology
for
the hospital
and
different
group
things.
And there should
you're
be
doing
an
agreement on
the
cardiac
interventional radiology.
And all of these things should have been
going to do a lot fewer images
years ago
than if you're.
But we're now putting them in place in response
musculoskeletal
to problems. And
my concern would be that
X-rays.
The other hospital
so
group will say, well,
not
that's
as simple as
the
West Hospital Group,
but certainly
there are indications
that
they
always
look at their
own
structure
workload
should
need to ask themselves
if
we
got proper governance set up
this individual
and not just
for
radiology.
Again, speaking in the general sense, because obviously we don't know all the detail about this individual case, the point we're making about the sticking plaster
and so on
to the health service,
it's very much
is that a fair analogy
not,
in your view?
I'm not saying
I don't think it's
a unique problem to
relief.
If we look at the
actual recommendation
this report,
the symptoms
are much wider.
Radical, drastic, or
in your view, just to finish on this,
arguably,
before we move on to the winter plan, do
there
we
should have
that
more
governance
effective
across
governance
the health service?
In the radiology service
simple
in
as
the hospital.
No, simple as
there should have been more effective governance.
Hopefully, we will.
We'll
start
to get a
board
now
in place
in
HSC.
Now director of radiology.
Is that key? Because I was going to ask you, do we only get good governance when a problem has
emerged? All of these things should have been in place.
And then, you know, retrospectively, we get good governance.
But we're now putting
that does tend to happen.
We
tend
to pick up
our
messes.
My concern would be that
mistakes
the other hospital groups would say,
we really need to focus
on doing
things
fine.
Right the first time.
They
and
all need to
focus
their own
from
structure.
The top of the organization.
They need to ask themselves,
have we got proper governance set up?
Okay,
and not just
the, let's just talk briefly about the HSE winter plan, which is set to be set to be launched. I presume
and
you
so
welcome
on.
It. In
so it's
one
very
have
much about
we're well into winter.
Not,
one
you know, not saying
might have imagined that the winter plan would have been released before
this
now.
This is actually a
it came out in October.
It came out at the beginning of
in your view, just to finish on this before we move on to the winter plan, do we have that governance across the health service?
No plan. Duration seems to be very short.
No, simple,
we're talking about a 4-week plan. But
hopefully,
if
we
I
will,
look even at the trolley
start,
which
we
are
get
very crude board
measures
and difficulties, but there are measures.
Is that key? Because I was going to ask you,
October,
do
November,
we only get good governance
now
when a problem has emerged?
So
and then, you know, retrospectively, we get
maybe
good governance.
The winter plan a bit earlier.
Yeah, that does tend
but
to happen.
In some ways, we tend to pick up
the
our
winter plan
afterwards and make a bit of better mistakes next time.
A strange idea.
We really need
comes every year.
Focus on doing
we should build in winter
into
and
our planning.
Focus
you know,
it's going
from
to get
the top of the organization.
It's going to be dark in the daytime.
The bottom of the
organization. Going to be more infectious disease.
Okay,
let's
just
talk
briefly about the HSE winter plan,
bad,
which is set to be launched. I presume you welcome it. One would have thought we're well into winter. One might have imagined that the winter plan
really
would have been released before now.
It came out in October 2 years ago.
It has to be built
in November last year.
Okay. Anthony, just very finally,
early December,
as briefly as you can,
really
you're a calm and measured commentator and expert in the health service.
They're talking about a four-week plan.
Do you despair sometimes about the health service, or is that going too far? Do we need to sort of moderate our views? Do you despair about our health service?
No, I don't despair. There are lots of people in the health service working really well and providing great service.
That suggests we should maybe
most of our patients earlier get.
But in some ways, maybe the winter plan is delayed. I'm not defending it.
A strange idea, because
the winter
quality of the service is good.
We
should build in winter. There's lots of great people. It's going to get cold.
Because it is very much about lining the more infectious disease.
Behind,
we were lucky last time we had a flu outbreak, but it wasn't nearly
as bad. We have the resources
as it could have been.
A stunningly good health service.
This year, the flu doesn't
but
mean to be as bad.
We have never managed to
at least pull it all together
as it was.
And if we have the political courage,
we really need to get
away from the health service of the quality.
Emergency planning for
the German health service.
It has to be built into the whole system.
Anthony, we'd love to get you back to tease
just very finally
a little bit further. But thanks indeed for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
You're a calm, professor of health systems and expert on the health service department in DC.
Do you despair sometimes about the health service, or is that going too far? Do we need to sort of moderate our views, or do you despair about our health service?
No, I don't despair. There are lots of people in the health service working really well and providing great service. Most of our patients get good service. Maybe on excessive delays. I'm not defending it, but the quality of the service is good. So there's lots of hope. There's lots of great people in the system. But it is very much about lining them all up behind a plan, behind a strategy, behind a direction of movement. Because we have the resources to have a stunningly good health service, but we have never managed to pull it all together. And if we have the political courage to pull it all together, we could easily have a health service of the quality of the German health service or the Swedish health service.
Okay. Anthony, we'd love to get you back to tease that out a little bit further, but thanks indeed for taking the time to talk to us this morning. Anthony Staines, Professor of Health Systems at the Nursing and Human Sciences Department in DCU. Thanks indeed for that.